Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, March 4th through Thursday, March 10th, 2022. March 4th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, more than anything, as the world witnesses the sinful activity of Vladimir Putin in Russia, learn that it is what is in hearts that counts. This sin had to be in his heart before it was acted upon in the world. Keep your hearts pure and in the light as you are children of light. Hearts do not betray the truth if they are in the light. It is when selfish ambition enters hearts that the truth leaves. Mr. Putin tested the waters of international response to his actions. Now he will continue on. Armies need to act against him. Yes, he has nuclear capabilities, but so do others. He is not so foolish as to threaten his own safety. Often the way to peace is military action, unfortunately. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 1 through 2, and 6 through 11. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not associate with them, for once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 5th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, only a fool lives his life on earth as though he is not responsible before me for thought, word, and deed. Only a fool is careless about pleasing me or not pleasing me. Life on earth is a proving ground for heaven. Holy love is the standard and the judge of your worthiness. Pray for Vladimir Putin, who lives as though there is no tomorrow, who lives as though there is no such thing as holy love or his responsibility to obey my commandments. He is condemning himself to a life of agony. Not believing is not the determination of the truth. Pray that he is convicted of the reality of his actions against me and humanity. I have holy patience as each soul finds the way. I do not have patience for those who do not seek the way of holy love and righteousness, but allow selfishness to win over their hearts. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 5 through 10. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you once walked when you lived in them, but now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his practices and have put on the new man, who is being renewed in knowledge after the image of his Creator. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 6th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I invite you to understand that a grave responsibility rests upon those who are witnessing this aggression in the Ukraine. It is a responsibility to come to the aid of the oppressed. Sanctions are not the immediate solution that is needed. That is like pointing a finger at Vladimir Putin and saying, 'Naughty, naughty.' What is needed is military strength to come against these aggressive actions. I do not propose war. I do propose a show of strength against the oppressors that tells Russia and the world that this will not be tolerated. Not to do so is a sin against humanity. I tell you this as father of both the aggressors and the oppressed. My wrath is mounting in my heart. Each one's salvation hinges on love of his neighbor. How is this reflected in such aggression as I witness?" A note is given to read 1 John chapter 4, 20 through 21. "If anyone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God should love his brother also." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 7th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, guard your hearts against any selfish ambition. It is because of this spirit that you now have war in the Ukraine. Satan steals his way silently, but with much guise and precision into hearts. What starts out as good changes to evil when I am removed from the picture. Sound and sincere motivation changes to selfish grasping. Furthermore, if there is any one person in your life that you do not wish to deal with on a personal basis, pray to discover something likable about that person. Does he threaten your own image or particular strengths? Until each soul is at peace, Satan will stir up much trouble, even war." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 8. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 8th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The most underprivileged in the world today are the ones who do not recognize the truth of the difference between good and evil. These are the ones whose eternal salvation hangs in the balance. Too often, they will not listen to reason. The reality of the danger they are in escapes them. This is why it is so important to pray for unbelievers. These unfortunate souls do not understand the jeopardy they are in, the reality of hell, or the glory of heaven that they are forfeiting. Most unbelievers do not pay heed to the choices they make on a daily basis and of the consequences of their choices. These are the last days before my son returns. Satan is doing all in his power to gather souls into his flock. Therefore, I urge you to pray intensely for an awakening of the Holy Spirit in hearts and in the world. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 9th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, consider the profound joy in the Blessed Mother's heart when she at last found the boy Jesus in the temple. Only then could her heart be at peace after days of not knowing where he was. Find Jesus in your own world and in your own heart. If I were to search for you today, would I find you praying in a temple? Would you have intelligent answers to profound questions? Or would the emptiness of your heart be revealed? Would others know where to look for you, in a church or wandering in the world? Be an example to others of one who works diligently on his personal holiness. Be one who is associated with praying, who could be found praying or making holy hours. This is the kind of reputation you should want. This is the kind of reputation that pleases me. A note is given to read Luke chapter 2, 46 through 47. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 10th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, if you do not have faith, you cannot trust me. This is why the Holy Mother's title, Protectress of the Faith, is so important. The measure of your love is one with your trust in me. If you have fear in your heart, it is a sign of weakened faith. Faith and trust are partners. They are always together. My love for you is always the same, unshakable, no matter the depth of your love and trust towards me. I am always here for you. Turn to me, most especially in doubts. Loss of faith begins first as a doubt. A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.